Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And welcome to Crown Talking Drums broadcast, where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO, and I am your host tonight, Renee. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And there is a word from the Lord tonight. I am going to start by reading a scripture. Actually, I'm going to pray, and then I am going to read a scripture. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind, with the activities of our limbs. Father, I praise you. I magnify you. I worship you, Lord. Yahweh, Jehovah God, my Abba Father. Father, I look up to you, where all my help comes from, Lord. I can do nothing. We can do nothing without you, O God. We just glorify you. We magnify you in our hearts, O God. We ask you, Lord, at this time, O God, if we have sinned, Lord, and we do fall short of your glory, O God. Father, Lord, we ask you to remove our sins, O God. Place them in the sea of forgetfulness, O Lord. Never, never, never to rise anymore, O God. Hide thy word in thy heart, O God, that we may not sin against you, O God. O Father, Lord, we ask you, O Lord, to search our hearts. I ask you, O God, to search my heart tonight, O God. Father, remove me out of self, O God. Fill me, Lord, with your spirit, your precious Holy Spirit, O God. Keep me walking in your presence, O God. O Father, Lord, let me say something, O God. Let me say a word, O God, that will convict the heart and soul of every person, O God, every person on this line, and every person, O God, who will endeavor to get on the line, O God, that someone, O Lord, someone may say, I yield, what must I do, O God, what must I do to be saved? This I ask in the precious name, of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Tonight's message is very special to my heart, and not just to my heart, but I send this message out to all who are bereaved, all who have lost loved ones, all who are mourning over the loss of a life. I send this message out as I read from Isaiah chapter 57, Isaiah chapter 57, beginning at the first verse. And I will most likely read to the second verse. And I'm going to read from the New King James Version. It says, the righteous perishes, and no man takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away, while no one considers that the righteous is taken away from evil. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in uprighteousness. And I'm going to stop right there. Ah, hallelujah. Lord, help me, Lord. I'm going to stop right there because when we think of this scripture, we think of people, our loved ones, mothers, fathers, children, all people that we admire, and we often say sometimes, why are they taken so young? Why are they taken at all? And it's all right to question God. It's all right. It's better to question God rather than walk around with bitterness, being emotional, and not having comfort of heart. But the word says that they are taken to a rest of peace. And so when good people die before they have lived the full life, as I said, we often wonder why. And then the scripture lets us know we who trust in God through faith. And see, it takes faith in Jesus Christ. It takes faith to trust and know without a doubt that although they are taken from this life and they are taken from the midst of among us, we know that spirit lives on. It lives on and returns to the Father. But it lives on in each and every one of us, each and every loved one. And so when I think about that, God knows every person by nature, by name, every life situation. And sometimes he allows death to come as a protection from something worse. And then there is just a time when your loved one who has reached the fullness of life and must pass beyond. They must leave us and go to the Father if they have lived right. Because the Bible tells us if we live according to the will of God, if we have faith in our Lord and Savior, our Messiah, Jesus Christ, if we in our lives are doing the service, the will of God, heaven belongs to us. Heaven is our destination. And there are times that a baby is born, and we often say, why, Lord, why have you taken my child? Well, that child, I want you to know, is safe in the Master's arms. That child is safe in the Lord's hand. That child will have lived the fullness of life here, but eternal joy awaits for that child. And though we may miss them, we'll see them again if we live right. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And sometimes we don't want to let go. We don't want to let go. We are mourning. We are in so much grief. But who, I ask, who? If you are a child of God, if you are walking in faith and you're trusting in Jesus Christ, who would want their loved one to be present with the Lord? Oh, Lord, just to behold this thing, just to be where their son, we will not need the son anymore, where our light will be the heavenly light of Jesus, the presence. We will be in the Lord's presence. Always happy, always joyful. And we'll see our loved ones again because we know that if we are living right, if what we do on earth speaks, our testimony speaks, our story that we live speaks for our lives. And so that when we depart from this earthly realm, we will see our loved ones again. Oh, and it will be a joyful just a joyful reunion to see your loved one again. We have to be confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the presence of God. This is why we walk by faith and not by sight. That's confidence. That faith that while we're living on this earth, in this earthly realm, we have the confidence that we go to a better place. The scripture tells us, oh Lord, let me get to my scripture. The scripture tells us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. This is what Jesus is telling us in John 14, 1 through 3. He says, let not your heart, those of us that are left behind when our loved ones have departed from this earth. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many, many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but where I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. When we are sick, when sickness takes over our lives, when we are given a bad report by the doctor, we, first of all, we accept the report of the Lord. For by faith, I don't see my healing. I can't see it. But by faith and trust in God, I know I shall be healed. If I'm not healed here, I know I'm going to be healed in my eternal life. So either way, I am healed. This message is kind of personal. It's very personal. And yet it goes, my heart goes out to all who have lost loved ones or have loved ones who are presently ill, who are suffering from sickness, cancer, heart trouble. Dementia. Things that the report of the report of the doctors tell us will eventually take their lives. That they will cease to be here with us. Last Sunday, I lost my mom. She went home to be with the Lord. And I could say that with confidence, because I knew how my mother lived her life. I was a witness. I bore witness. And I can give testimony today of how my mother lived her life. Did she sin and fall short of the glory of God? Sometimes. We all do. But the important thing is she received the word of God, and she didn't just receive the word of God, but she acted upon the word of God by faith. Everyone every family member that is left behind. He touched the lives of every family member that's left behind. He touched the lives of many who weren't family members left behind. Will we miss her? Do we love her? There's no doubt in our hearts. But we join together as a union, a bond, a family bond, a friend's bond, knowing that she's not suffering in this life anymore. She suffered with sickness, illness. The physical body deteriorates. And she lived the full life. And our consolation is that she's not here with us now. She's gone to a better place, a better home, where they tell me that the weary shall be at rest, where the lion shall lay next to the lamb, a place where there will be nothing but rejoicing and praising her Savior, her God, just worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And I'm happy today, you know? I'm happy. My heart is happy. Although weeping may endure for a moment, a night, but I know that joy will come in the morning. So if I had to do a eulogy, if I had to do my mom's eulogy, I would say, Mama, we had you for the moment, but we were so happy that you touched each and every one of our lives. We know that you were faithful in service, and you look forward as you walk that heavenly realm, as you've gone to that heavenly realm. And I know that the Savior has greeted you, saying, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few. Welcome. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Welcome to your new mansion. Welcome to your new home. And so Saturday as did our mom rest. We bid our mom farewell. We know that body, that shell, that empty shell has to be returned to the dust. And we know, and what makes us happy, and what gives us joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength at this time. And so I tell my family members, hold on. Hold on to the memories. Hold on to the memories that you had of your mom, of your grandmother, of your great-grandmother, of your great-great-grandmother. Hold on. You'll see her again. You'll see her smiling with that deep laughter that she has, always greeting you, always wanting to give you something, never letting you leave unless you had something in your hand, never leaving you empty-handed, but always finding something to give of herself. If it was nothing but time, money, or just any material thing to give, to put joy in your heart. You'll see her again. Don't be tearful. You can't help but be sad in heart. But practice what she told you. Practice the way she lived her life to each one of you. Be an example of what she put out in life. Love God. Turn from evil. Worship God in your heart. Love each other. Be a faithful servant of God. Get right, because we don't know the time nor the hour when our loved one or any loved one or ourselves will have to take that journey. Only God knows. But when we do, if we truly believed in Mom, if you truly believe in what she stood for, if you more importantly truly love God, do what the Lord says. Shun evil. Get right. Jesus is soon to come, and he's coming back. He's coming back for all of us. And if we're not ready when he calls, when he comes, the Spirit is going to go to the Lord. But judgment will come after that. You are appointed once to live and appointed once to die, and then the judgment. Do you want to spend it in eternity in heaven with the Lord, or do you want to spend it in eternal hell? I don't know about you, but I choose eternity with the Lord. So I'm going to open the phone lines at this moment. I don't know if Apostle Armstrong is on the line, but I'm going to open the phone lines for anyone who desires to have a word. Anyone who desires to have a word at this time. That was not meant to be a sad message, because as I spoke about it, although I was sad in the beginning, my heart rejoices. It really, truly rejoices that my mom is not here anymore to live in this world of chaos, in a world where we are plagued with diseases. Her body is not frail anymore. Her soul is resting in eternity with the Lord. And so I ask, I hear someone, I am not on the, let me go into the program. Is there anyone that desires to have a word at this time? Anyone?
Good evening, Evangelist Strong.
Yes.
Good evening, Evangelist Strong.
Sharon, Minister Sharon. How
delightful
to hear your voice.
And good evening to Apostle Armstrong. First of all, you know, you have my condolences. And I've been in prayer for you and for your family. Sorry for your loss. And at the same time, in listening to you this evening, I rejoice for time that the Lord has allowed you and your family to spend with your mom. And I rejoice because my mom is living right now, but I know there will come a day. And not just for her, but for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that day will come for me. I know it because he said, and I go and prepare a place for you. He's not just talking to the elder, the middle-aged, the young. He's talking to each and every one of them. And he said, I will come back again. And I will take you to myself so that where I am, you may be also. So it would be to our advantage to develop, to know Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior if we want to go and be that he has prepared for us. And oh, what a wonderful place it must be, because it's not made by the hands of man.
That's right.
It's a place that he has prepared. And so I'm grateful, and I'm reminded that I must keep my house in order, that I must maintain that personal relationship, work out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling, and be mindful to share God's word.
We
can plant and we can water, but only God can give the increase. And as a witness, let us continue to share, because he is coming back.
He is.
I thank you for the encouraging word on tonight. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you so much for your God bless you, and I thank you for those encouraging words that were spoken. You know, because we all have to go. We all have to die. Abraham.
Amen.
Abraham, our you know, biblical father, the patriarch, God promised him that he would be the father of many nations.
Yes.
He said he would give him so many generations of people. you will die. And we all will meet. We all have to die. But we know if we have faith in our heart, we know and we trust in the Savior, Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, who leads us and guides us. If we know that, we have confidence and assurance that, as we say, absolutely, we may not be here, but we are forever present with the Lord.
Amen.
But that promise is only, it's to all of us. And, and we need, you know, it is so important that we get people to see that time is short. Time is short. We don't know. We can't number. None of us can number our days. And so, you know, even as parents, I look around at some young parents, but not just young parents, I'm not going to say that, but parents. It's time to get right. It's time to be an example to your family.
Yeah.
To your children. It's time. Anyone else? Anyone else? Come on, I see you on the line. Don't be shy. Anyone have anything to say? Don't hesitate, because what you say may be, it may save somebody. It may be a testimony to somebody who needs to hear it. I don't. Is Apostle Armstrong on the line? Or any of my brothers and sisters in Christ from Crown Talking Drums on the line? Anyone? If not, I am going to go in prayer. I see some of my family members on the line. And again, I don't want us to be sad. I want us to rejoice. Rejoice. Because my mom lived a full life. She lived a full life. Was it always happy? Probably not. But I can tell you, she believed in God. Her faith was strong. And I have no doubt that when I go, I'm going to see my mom again. And what a happy time we are going to have. So with that in mind, I'm going to ask one more time, is there anyone on the line who wishes to say something? If not, I am going to close out with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father Lord, we praise you. I praise you. I magnify you. I give you glory, O God. Father Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the good times. I thank you for the bad times. I just thank you, O God, for putting that beautiful soul in my life who gave my earthly parent, who gave me you gave to her, and she bore me and bore our brothers and a whole generation of children from that one person. I thank you, oh God, I thank you for giving us her for a while. If it wasn't but a moment in some of our lives, I thank you for putting that beautiful soul in our lives. I thank you for putting her in our lives that she showed us the meaning. She taught us the meaning of hiding the word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. Either through Bible study or through song or reaching out to the prisoners or feeding the homeless. She was the epitome of faith. She was what motivates me today, what makes me the woman I am, the child of God I am today. And I thank you, God. I thank you for putting her in my life. I thank you, Lord, for everything. I thank you, oh God, because I walk by faith and not by sight. I, oh God, had a mother who did the will of God, who I see struggle and go to church and encourage the heart, not just my heart, but the hearts of many. And Father, so I ask you to touch every bereaved person, oh God, that is suffering a loss of their loved one, oh God, today, or suffering a loss of their loved one who has gone on before. Father, I ask you to touch every individual sin on this line. I ask you to touch all children, oh God, all over the world. Father, I ask you to keep them safe from all harm and all danger, oh God. I ask you to touch the sick, the afflicted, all over the land and country, oh God. Father, I bind up sickness. I bind up all the acts of the enemy, O God, to bring sickness upon our bodies, O God. I bind up cancer in the name of Jesus. I bind up diabetes in the name of Jesus. I bind up every vascular, circular system that causes us to have blood disorders, or I bind up every emotional, mental disorder, oh God, that keeps us, oh Lord, bound up, oh Lord, because Jesus, you said you have come to give us life and give us life more abundantly, oh Lord. That means just as we are walking on this earth, oh God, it is not your desire to see that anyone perish, but that we all come to the fullness of you, oh God, to know you and to love you, oh God, and to trust you, oh God, to trust you, Lord, with our very lives, oh God, because you are the giver of life and you are the one who takes life, oh God. You take life, you give breath and you take it back, oh Lord. Father, we ask you tonight to touch our nation as a whole, oh God. Oh Father, Lord, let us know that it is time for us to get right, to get together in our hearts, oh God, to get our hearts right. Oh Father, Lord, you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and just seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, then shall we hear from heaven and you shall heal the land, oh God. Oh Father, our land is in, our world, oh Lord, is in bad condition, oh Lord. Father, people are suffering, Lord, all over the world. People are suffering, even if it's not physically, oh God. Oh, Father, people are suffering from all manner of disease, oh God. People are suffering from disaster, be it natural disaster or unnatural disasters, oh God. Father, Lord, we know, Lord, that you, oh God, have the power of life and death in your hands, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, we ask you to receive us, oh God, to prepare our hearts while we are yet here, oh God. Prepare us, give us a clean heart, and renew in us a right spirit, oh God, that when we go, Lord, and we have to be called, you call us and we have to answer, oh God, that we also may have a home somewhere in your kingdom, oh God. Oh Father, a home that is not made by man's hands, oh God. A heavenly abode, oh God, that we can seek in your presence, oh God, and be fulfilled with the joy that you have given us, oh God. Heavenly peace, oh God, that is what we desire, we seek, oh God. Oh Father, let us work and not be weary, oh God. Let us run this race, oh God, with patience and endurance, oh God. Father, let us take off sinful desires, put sinful desires out of our hearts, oh God. Let us stop being deceitful and hateful, oh God, of each other, oh God. But let us walk in love, Lord, the love that you desire us to have for you, oh God, that you have given each one of us, oh God. Father, let us not follow the enemy, oh God. Let us not follow the things of the world and seek the desires of the world, oh God. But let us, Lord, seek the things that are heavenly bound, oh God, those kingdomly things, oh God. And let us, oh Lord, read our word, oh God, and let us get serious about what we are reading, oh God. And let us worship you, God. Let us get up in the morning, oh God, with prayer in our hearts and thanksgiving for you, oh God. Let us wake up saying, it is a blessing to wake up and see a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And Father, Lord, I ask you to touch every individual's home on this line, oh God. Touch each and every individual family member, oh God. And Lord, importantly, touch each and every individual, oh God. Name by name, Lord, you know them all. I don't know them all, oh God. And touch, Lord, anyone who listens to this broadcast later on, oh God, that is grieving, oh God, and needs hope, needs to hear a word of hope, oh God, needs to hear that their loved one has gone to a better place, oh God, and that although they are not here, oh God, they are in your presence, oh God. Father, Lord, I ask you to do these things. And, Lord, I'm believing that you are doing these things right now, oh, Lord, because I declare the word in my heart, oh, God, because I believe the word in my heart, oh, God. I have received the word in my heart, oh, God. Father, I know that every word that proceeds from you is true, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you are my fulfillment and joy. You are the peace that I look forward to, oh God. You are, your home is what I look for. I don't place value in this home, oh God, where I am right now, oh God, because, Lord, I know that if I have lived right, oh God, that I shall see my mom again. I and we, oh God, shall see our loved one again one of these days. Lord, you're going to call us all home, and we're going to all be happy and be rejoicing one with another. This I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope someone got a word, someone touched. I want to bid everyone a peaceful night with that word shalom, which means peace. I want to bid you a good night and a good week. Good night.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.